This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
All right, happy to be joined now by University of Miami defensive backs coach Zach Etheridge, defensive pass game coordinator, defensive backs coach Zach Etheridge joining the staff. Coach Etheridge, thanks for taking the time. Welcome to Miami. First, let's start there. Welcome to Miami. Why was this the right spot for you?
First and foremost, thank you guys for having me. I'm really excited to be a part of, you know, Miami University and the tradition that led me to this. But the biggest thing that led me to this opportunity was an opportunity to compete at the highest level is one, and it's multiple things. But Coach Cristobal and his vision and the coach set from a foundation standpoint that I've seen from afar. But I'm also excited to work with, you know, Coach Heatherman, who's here as our defensive coordinator, and the things we talked about in the interview process. But more importantly, you get a chance to go recruit the top talent and also be able to go play against the best each day. And you get to have a chance to coach the best DBs in the country from my point of view. And that's why I chose this place, because it's special to me.
You know, you mentioned the defensive backs. That's what you'll be overseeing. And without diving into all the personnel, because that's too early, what are some of the things, though, that you want to pass on to them, some of the things that you want to coach them to become one of the best secondaries in the country?
Well, first and foremost is what I want to pass to them is the mindset, the growth, you know, being open-minded. But it starts with them. I just wanted to be able to learn from a football IQ standpoint, pride themselves on being a great student of the game. As we go through it, I pride myself as being a great teacher of the game. So I want to be a great student, you know, soak up all the knowledge and information that we can give them, but so they can go out there and compete, but give themselves a chance to compete at a high level. And then the next thing is just, you know, being accountable, you know what I mean? Being a guy that we can trust in critical situations, you know, in the game, and being able to go win their one-on-one. So the biggest thing is being on the same page and obviously going out there and playing at a high level that the Hurricanes fan can be proud of.
You know, it's interesting because you mentioned being a student of the game, and that is kind of my question about today, with so many things going on for a college football player. Do you find that they are still students of the game, or is that something that you have to sort of push them toward?
Well, you know, they're all different. You know what I mean? It's willing to have the relationship with each and every kid in the room to try to figure out what's the most important thing to them, you know, and football is what we do, is not who we are, but we got to fall in love with the process of what we do, because that takes us to a place that we want to go. And in playing football, you got to be a student of the game to learn, but each kid different, you know, as far as they learning, but they have to love the game of football in order to play, you know what I mean? Because they're held at a higher standard, and the standard is the standard of what I bring every day in the room. But you see a lot of different guys. I mean, right now, guys are all over the place from, you know, they learn different. They've been around different coaches' styles, different things like that. But it's now it's like how we do things and what we do is the biggest thing. So that's what we're trying to drive into them every day, is just like find something that you love and part of the football and why you chose the game, and then let's go attack that so we can learn the process every day. But it's a learning every day for these guys to learn the football and the playbook and everything of what we're trying to do.
Zach Etheridge, Coach Zach Etheridge is our guest here with us. Interesting new defensive coordinator, Coach Heatherman, coming in from Minnesota. Really good numbers from a year ago at Minnesota. When did you know, or how do you know, when you guys share the same vision for how the secondary should look?
Well, that was, and I tipped my hat off to Coach Heatherman because he was very thorough in the interview process. You know, on what he's looking for. And when I interview with him and things I've done, I've been around a lot of great defensive coordinators and learned a lot of football, but it's also things that I've done. And then how do we see it, or how we coach it? Or also to him, it was like, okay, I've done it this way. Is there any other way that you have done it that can help us improve throughout the interview process, which was very intriguing to me because we was very open and aligned on being on the same page and sharing ideas. And we're in the room now and trying to figure out what's the best way to give our kids a chance to be successful on the field. You know what I mean? Because it's really their defense. It's just us trying to lead them and guide them on how we teach them. But it was really eye-opening and why he's been successful, because, you know, he wants great people around him that share his ideas and want to be involved and make sure that the game plan is on point to give ourselves a chance to win every Saturday.
I want to ask you about your goals to spring football in a moment, but looking at your background, Houston, the Big 12, Auburn, the Southeastern Conference, come to Miami as defensive pass game coordinator. As you look at college football today through the eyes of a defensive backs coach and looking at passing games, what is the hardest part in college football, the hardest part in defending the pass game in college football? What are you seeing now that you look at it and go, man, that's pretty clever by the other guys? What do you see in college football in terms of the passing game that is the most difficult to defend?
Well, I think right now what's making the game a little bit challenging now, everybody has a chance in the conference to have a really good quarterback. Yeah. The quarterback drives it. The offensive line does a great job protecting. But from a pass game standpoint, it's really what's the information in the formation, what's the tendencies that guys are showing us pre-snap that we can get a tip on. But, you know, a lot of teams, they want to attack the field vertical, and our job is to keep the ball in front of us on how we try to go study. That's the biggest thing, is what are we studying to keep the ball in front of us so we don't let the ball go ahead. And then, you know, what's their plan of attack and the coverages that we're calling. You know, that's the biggest thing that we're trying to identify early on, so we'll eliminate those explosive plays. And then everything else, you know, comes and goes and win your one-on-ones. But teams are doing a lot of different things, shifting motion, trading to change the pitcher to confuse your kids. But at the end of the day, when the ball is snapped, football has to be played. And as long as we understand all alignment, all assignment, all key progression, and what our eye is supposed to be, then everything else will take care of itself.
Last thing for you, spring football getting underway. What are your goals over the next month or so here in spring football in terms of your guys in the secondary?
Well, the goal is, you know, to stack days and try to go out there and change our mentality and have a growth mindset, like I said earlier, but also setting a standard on what we want to be. You know, the standard is a standard on who we are. We want to go out there and be competitive every day, but also seeing guys stack days and come in every day with a winning mindset, to want to get better, to want to be coached, and to want to find a way to be a student of the game. And I think they got to go out. I would just really want to see the guys compete. And that'll give us a chance to see where we're going to go in this offseason and obviously lead us into the season. But the goal is to identify the guys that's going to compete, identify guys that understand the standard on how it should be done and what it should look like. And then ultimately we'll get to where we want to go when we got the best five DBs on the field and that can give us a chance to win. But just excited about watching the guys compete and learn and continue to grow and be a student of the game.
Yeah, you're going to be on the Green Tree practice field. A lot of history and tradition there.
Absolutely. That I still pinch myself and wake myself up to figure out, like, you know, I was telling my wife, I was like, you know, 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, I would have never thought one day I'd be coaching defensive backs at the U with the tradition, the guys that done laid the foundation before. So I take pride in that, and I make sure I pour in that to the guys to take pride in. When you step on that practice field, it's a mentality on how we play defensive back play at the University of Miami, and make sure that the guys that laid this thing before us be proud of how we play on the field.
Well, welcome to the family. We look forward to watching you and watch the way you work. And thank you for joining us here on the show. We greatly appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.